setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to a conversation about you, specifically your purpose. What were you created to do? I can tell you this, at a high level, you were created to make a difference, and you were created to uniquely fill a role in the workplace. Work is more than a four-letter word. It is something that you were created to do. It is a way of contributing to making the world a better place. And oh, by the way, that's where your greatness comes to fruition. When you are doing what you were created to do, you will be great. That doesn't mean that you'll have all the money in the world and all the notoriety in the world, but that, after all, is not what everybody's searching for. But you'll have plenty of money, but more importantly, you'll have meaning. You will have made that unique contribution. That's what the Ken Coleman Show is about. Thrilled to have you with us. It's a caller-driven show where I act as your counselor, coach, and cheerleader in one phone call. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. All right. One of the things I'm doing is taking on the perceptions of work, which really shape our actions. How we think about something determines how we act. And this is a cultural thing, that work is just something that you have to do. It has a negative connotation to it. It's a four-letter word. It's drudgery. And if there's anything in our world that truly reflects and impacts the way that culture sees something, it's music, the arts. So I thought I would do a fun little exercise to start off today's show to help you see how widespread the predominant worldview of work is and how wrong it is. But we come by this essentially naturally because of our environmental views of work. So I did some researching. How about Disney? Let's start with what little kids hear about work before they even know what work is. How about Hi-Ho, the classic song by the Seven Dwarfs? You know how it goes. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. And so here's some of the lyrics from this little song. We dig, 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 dig from early morn till night. We dig, 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 dig up everything in sight. We dig up diamonds by the score, 1,000 rubies, sometimes more, but we don't know what we dig them for. So for millions and millions of children, one of the first encounters with the concept of work comes to them through the Seven Dwarfs, and they hear these words, and do they register? Probably not, but my point holds. Even in children's songs, we are portraying work as, I dig, 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 and I don't know what I'm digging for. All right, now let's go to the two most popular songs about work. Outside of children's music, right? How about Dolly Parton and 9 to 5? I mean, Dolly Parton is so great. I've had the privilege to interview Dolly. Dolly is just, she's just bottled sunshine. Everybody loves Dolly Parton. In fact, if you don't love Dolly, something's wrong with you. You are a psychopath and need to check yourself in to some type of prison institution so that we can get you out of society. I can't imagine somebody not liking Dolly Parton, Joe. This is a Dolly Parton song, 9 to 5. And again, it's Dolly. And she's bouncing around and singing, and it's an upbeat tune. And so you don't think about the lyrics. Listen to this from the song, 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taken and no given. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes the man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. But you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends waiting for the day your ship will come in. Now the tide's going to turn and it's going to roll your way. Golly, it's depressing. It's a horribly depressing song, and yet we bebop and sing to it and smile all the way through. And then how about this one? Probably the most emotional song about work there ever has been, just by the title itself, Take This Job and Shove It. Ho, Johnny Paycheck. I mean, it's just, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reasons I was working for. Wow. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. He got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he thinks he's cool. One of these days, I'm going to blow my top, and that sucker, he's going to pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. So, I mean, lots of angst there. Whoa. Why? Because for generations and generations, we have looked at work as nothing more than something we have to do to be able to live the rest of our lives. We don't tie our work to our life. It's a separate functional thing that we have to do. And yet we all know somebody who loves their work. We all know somebody, we've read about somebody, we've watched an interview with somebody who really loves their work. And we watch that and we wistfully wonder what it is for us. I'm telling you, there are multiple jobs, multiple career paths, multiple dream jobs for you. I promise. I promise. You can be great. You can live the dream. You can. And your work is a huge part of it. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. One of the reasons that I've spent the last couple of years working on the seven stages that will lead you to work that you love, to doing what you were born to do, leading you to purpose, leading you to your dreams, leading you to greatness. I've worked on it for a couple of years because there needs to be, for many people who just look at work the way I just described it, a clear path. That's why I wrote the book, From Paycheck to Purpose. From Paycheck to Purpose. Yes, we need a paycheck that talks to provision. Got to provide for myself and for others. But we also need to make a contribution. That's the purpose. From Paycheck to Purpose is a new book. Comes out November the 9th. We've already got it out for pre-order right now. And we want to drive this thing high on the bestseller list to get a lot of attention to it so that we can have a greater conversation in the media and a greater conversation here at Ramsey Solutions and the Ken Coleman Show about the toxic view of work. We want to break it up and get men and women living on purpose. Now, here's the deal. We're bribing you to pre-order it. You get it for $20. That's a good deal. But then you also get the ebook, the audiobook, my Get Hired digital course, a ticket to our live stream event this fall, plus all kinds of other goodies. And there is one bundle where you can get the Get Clear Career Assessment, which is, again, the digital assessment where I and the team walk you through question after question and you get clarity on what you do best, talent, what work you love to do most, passion, and the results that matter to you, mission, in the purpose statement, and even suggestions for you to start researching. Get it all at KenColeman.com right now. KenColeman.com. Your calls are coming up. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose in your life and in your work. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. During the break, I was perusing the old news websites. Wall Street Journal article today. Amazon now dangling a new perk in the fight for U.S. workers, free bachelor's degrees. I mean, not surprising. I'm telling you, folks, now is the time to start getting really serious about going after what you want to go after. This is an unbelievable development, and I think you're going to see more and more companies doing this. And let me tell you where this is going to go, and you heard it here first. Companies are going to end up creating their own college degree. They're just going to. They're going to go to, okay, we're paying for college tuition, or we can create our own programs to train people to do what it is we want them to do and show them how our training gives them just as much upward mobility. I think that's where this is going. We'll see. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to James in Houston, Texas. James, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thank you so much for taking the call and being busing to so many people.
Oh, thank you, man. How can I help?
Yeah, so I've been in the accounting field now for about 14 years. That's kind of where I landed after I graduated college. And I know that's not a good way to put it, but I'm in my mid-30s now. In the last couple of years, I've been just really contemplating a career change for many factors. I guess the main is that I just feel like my career is not going anywhere. And I've really been, I feel passionate about the healthcare industry right now, especially, you know, in the times we're living in. And it's something that my family has been working in, and I've kind of been leaning towards like the MRI tech field. And again, that's where I feel like my passion is. I guess my question is, my issue and problem is that, you know, my wife is a stay-at-home mom, you know, which is a full-time job for a three-year-old. And so currently I'm the only one bringing in money. So I'm just worried about, you know, going to school, you know, full time, you know, for 2 years, and then, you know, working a full time job 30 to 40 hours a week, and then just being there as a dad. So I kind of wanted to get your career advice on this. It's just something that I've been really struggling with, pulling that trigger to you know, going back to school for that.
Yeah. How old are the kids?
So we have one kid. She's 3 year old.
Now is the best time to do it. I think the longer you kick the can down the road because your heart feels a sense of hurt and maybe even some guilt. Oh, I'm going to be away from her. Mm-hmm. The further you kick this down the road, the harder it's going to be to actually move forward on it. At the age of three right now, she has no sense of time. She doesn't know the difference between 20 minutes and 2 hours. She's going to bed earlier than she's ever going to go to bed. I think now's the time to do it. I think as the kid gets older, it's harder. But even if your child mm-hmm. were older, I'd still say you got to go do this. It's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. There is no right. easy path. And I know you know that. But you're talking to a guy who had three kids. And I was, you know, doing radio every night from 5 to 7 p.m., 30, 45 minutes away. By the time I get home, the kids were almost in bed. It ripped my heart out for 2 years. But guess what? They didn't know. They knew daddy wasn't there, but they didn't like it. And then, oh, daddy's here, and I see him in the morning, and I'm with them during the day. So, I mean, we can make adjustments. We do what we got to do to be able to sit down with her when she's old enough to understand and explain what you did, why you did it, how you want to push her to do what she was created to do. There's so many big picture results that you desire that are attached to this. You just have to ask yourself, what future do I want? Do I want a future where I didn't go after what it is that I wanted to do, but I could say that I didn't miss much of my three-year-old and four-year-old's life? Or do you want to look and say, I did what I was created to do. I made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I made more money. I contributed more to the world in my unique way. And I modeled for my daughter and for my wife and for anybody who knows me what I believe is the right thing for me to do. And yes, there was a season where I didn't get to see her as much as I would like. I mean, you got to ask yourself. Mm-hmm. It's really not a question for Ken Coleman. It's a question for mm-hmm. James.
Right. Right.
So what's the answer?
Yeah, I think one thing to add on to that real quick is just, you know, the work I do, it's not like a set schedule. So I think that would help out with yeah. going back to school.
Right.
I think for me, it's, you know, the losing of clients. It's the, you know, the gaining of clients. It's just so, you know, I own my own business, and that's thanks to, you know, listening to you and Dave, just, you know, getting out of that corporate environment, more of my own. It's just now doing that, it's scary. I think that's, for me, it's
totally
the unknown of the paychecks in the next 1 to 2 years.
Okay, so let's dive into the fear. I'm afraid I'm going to lose a bunch of clients, or I'm afraid I'm going to lose enough clients that it's going to really negatively impact my family. So let's.
Correct. I think that's the main issue.
Okay, so let's. What has to be true for that to happen? Like, what has to happen? So is this a fear? It's like saying, "Well, I'm afraid if I ride the roller coaster that the harness is going to come off and I'm going to be flung into oblivion and, you know, be a, you know, a splat on the sidewalk." Okay, my kids have told me that before, and I go, "Guys, how many rides have gone through this year, this week? You know, in the last hour, it's not going to happen. You got to, is the fear real?" Maybe.
Right.
So what would you need to do wrong, or what would not need to happen for all those clients to leave you while you're also going to school?
Yeah. I mean, that would just be not doing, you know, that work that they're needing, you know, month over month.
Yeah. But have you ever done that before? Not done the work that your client?
No.
Okay.
No.
So,
no,
so then why would we believe that that's going to start happening now?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
I know. So here's the deal. Yeah. So what you need to do is you have to ask yourself, okay, is there a way to slow down the degree or getting this degree to do what I need to do in order to take care of the clients? Because that may be what you have to do. Well, I was going to do it in 2 years. It may take me 3, but in taking 3, I'm not going to have any interruption in income and I'm going to be able to sleep well at night. So it's just looking at the realities.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. You've never dropped the ball before. I don't expect you to drop the ball now. So what we know is we are not in any way, shape, or form going to let our customer down. What we may be doing is sleeping less for 2 years.
Yeah, I definitely need to work on my schedule. I think that's, you know, the first thing that needs to change.
Yeah. So let's get realistic. What needs to happen for me to do both of these things in 2 years? If I've got to delay it and go part-time, and so I do it in 4 versus 2, if that's what's best for me and the family, then that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an all or nothing. Okay? So I hope that encourages you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
You can do this, James. I know you can. Sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and get alone somewhere under a tree or in front of some water and just write it all out. Get it all out of your head and get it in front of you. And you just ask that question, what needs to be true for me to be able to do this? And so if it's all schedule stuff, then you look at it and you go, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to take care of my customers. I'm not going to drop the ball. What I am going to do is sleep less. For 2 years, I'm going to sleep less. I'm going to adjust my schedule. So what vitamins or what exercise, what supplements am I going to take to try to help ease the lack of sleep? I mean, look at it all. But it can be done. You know, there have been times in my journey where I said, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I was in the same mindset. And then I would literally, for me, it's really important that I get my thoughts out of my head. And by the way, there's tons of psychology data on this, that if you get stuff out of your head and get it on paper and look at it and you go, oh, how about feedback from people who are objective and don't have all your emotions wrapped up in something? Just talking to somebody. I said this last week on the show. If I don't get the absurdity out of my head, the absurdity stays in my head long enough that it becomes reality. What? Get your thoughts out of your head. Talk to other people. Get objective feedback. Come up with a plan and then execute on the plan. You can do it. Where there's a will, there's a way. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose. 844 747-257-7777. Okay, a lot of you, we get a lot of data from the show. A lot of you are trying to get on that ladder towards that dream job, and that requires you to get started and take a job in that field and start building. And I know it's an overwhelming process. I know the emotions. You're not sure if anybody's seen your resume. You don't ever hear back. You just feel like you're wasting time because it takes a lot of time to fill out a new resume and apply. But there's some good news. The demand is super high. More jobs available now, even more jobs. So now up to about 10.4 million jobs. Companies are looking for talent, and you need to be noticed. That's why my friends at ZipRecruiter can help you. They're the number one job site in the U.S., period. Why? Because of results. They get people hired. They act as your personal recruiter by connecting you with the jobs and companies that are best fit for you. It's one click. Fill out a profile at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, and they start pitching you, and they connect the company directly to you. They let you know, by the way, if an application has been viewed or liked by an employer. Saves you time and energy to where you're just one click and you're applying for all kinds of jobs that are a good fit for you. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. Experience the better way to find a job. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go right now. It's absolutely free. It does not cost you a penny. Go. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where Paige joins us. Paige, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, it's good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you, Paige. What's going on?
Well, I know that I need a change because I've had little satisfaction in my job and my health is being negatively affected.
How?
I have a negatively affected.
Yeah, I'm just curious how it's affecting your health. And I don't want you to go into detail that you're not comfortable with, but I'm just curious, how is it affecting your health?
Yeah, so I ended up taking leave from work because I've felt so stressed and unable to show up to work. I had exceeds expectations on my evaluation, but it's just, it takes a lot of effort to even show up to work.
Is it toxicity? Is it the leader? Is it your coworkers? Is it just the amount of work that's been piled on you?
It's a combination of the leaders and the type of work. I'm not being challenged, and I've tried to step out there and, you know, do change and, you know, help with different things, but because of the leaders, it's just nothing ever happens.
Wow. And so is it emotional, mental combination? Like you just can't even get out of bed, can't get in the car?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. What are you doing for help?
For help?
Yeah, to get help to you.
I go to a therapist regularly, okay. And my husband is really supportive.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you're going through that. And I asked you that because you bravely called in and shared that. And there are a lot of people who are going through a very similar thing. And this, I want people to realize that this, you're not alone if you've got some true physical, mental, and emotional deterioration going on because of such a horrible environment. So, we know, Paige, that you know I want you to get out of there. So the question is how and when and where, right?
Yeah, so actually, it's been affecting me so negatively, and I haven't been able to really decide what I want to do next. So my husband and I decided that I was going to go ahead and put my notice in.
Okay.
Because it would try to clear my head a little bit more.
Definitely will. Yeah.
So I did that, and in the meantime, I got a job offer and accepted it. But I'm still feeling so kind of bogged down and worried about the next step that I don't feel very comfortable with that.
Okay. So then if you don't have to take a job now, don't take it. Because you need to get clear. And I'm going to start the process today. I'm going to give you, at the end of our phone call, I want you to take my Get Clear Career Assessment. It's a 15, maybe 20 minute online assessment that's going to present to you maybe for the first time in your life, a really nice detailed report on what you do best, your talent. It'll confirm a lot of things for you. Passion, what work you love to do. And then mission, the results that you are really driven to produce in the world. That's going to allow you to have a really clear compass towards the type of work. Any kind of work you look at, you don't have to be bogged down anymore. You can go, does this allow me to do what I do best? Does this allow me to do work I love? Does this allow me to produce results that matter to me? If you knew the answer to that, you'd feel pretty good about a decision, wouldn't you, Paige?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I have a lot of great opportunities. It's just like...
Well, you're overanalyzing because you're hurt. Yeah. I think you're unhealthy right now that it's really hard for you to be clear. So what this assessment will do is get to your heart. But let's just take a stab at this real quick. Is there something you've wondered about before? I mean, you've been miserable for a while now. Do you have ideas and you're just bogged down with the ideas, or you're just having a hard time coming up with ideas that get your heart excited?
No, I have a lot of ideas. I mean, I thought about going to PA school. I thought about opening up a business.
What kind of business? Daycare. Okay.
Like a dog daycare.
Oh, dog daycare. Awesome. Are those the top two ideas? I think they probably are.
Yeah, probably.
Is there a third, something that's close to one of those two? If not, that's okay.
Not really. I mean, the other options would be something in my field that would just be more administrative type work where I wouldn't be working with clients.
Was there a time when you really enjoyed administrative work, finishing, executing, getting stuff done like that?
Yeah. So 3 jobs ago, I did work like that, and it's been my favorite job so far.
All right. So we need to at least consider that.
Mm-hmm.
So we go PA, being a physician assistant, doggy daycare, business owner, and then admin type process, detail, organizational work in a very healthy environment. I think you have to consider that. If you enjoyed it before, you'll enjoy it again. And I think you've got to ask yourself, what made that particular job 3 jobs ago so enjoyable?
Yeah, a lot of it was the environment.
Okay, then that's good. Because see, if it's not the work itself, then we want to cross that off the list. See, I teach that you got to love the work.
Right.
And you have to.
That's where I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. I don't think, so this is very interesting. Why PA? Give me the 30 seconds on why you're intrigued by being a physician's assistant.
I have done some work in the healthcare field, and that would give me the opportunity to have some more independence and give some more direction in helping patients. I would be able to prescribe medication and, make a higher salary as well.
Yeah, that's okay. It sounds like a lot of success. I want to hear more significance in there. Do you care deeply about providing care to people specifically healthcare? Is there a certain place in the medical field where being a PA would go, ooh, I really love delivering results here?
I've thought about working with pregnant women or children.
Good. Here's what I want you to do. All right. I want you to take the, will you take the Get Clear Career Assessment if I give it to you?
Yeah, of course.
You better. Come on. Right. And I want you to get your report and I want you to review it yourself. I want you to look at what your purpose sentence feels like when you read it. Okay. It's going to spit out your top 3 talents, things you do best. Now, it'll also show you where you score on the remaining 9 of the 12 universal talents. Same thing with passion, top 3, then you'll see where you score on the remaining 15. And then there's 6 missional drivers. This is really the why behind your work. And you're going to get your top result. You'll see where you score on the others. They're just going to fill out a purpose statement for you. When you get that purpose statement, I want you to start going, where does this point me? And then if I look at doggy daycare and PA, how do those ideas fit within this, who I really am? And get feedback, by the way. Get feedback. Is this a pretty accurate representation of me? And that's going to be really important. Now, here's what I want you to do in the meantime. In the meantime, I want you to talk to a couple of PAs and just do almost like an old school, high school term paper on everything about their gig. Let's see what your heart says. Hang on the line. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome, one and all. We are nationally syndicated across the United States. But what I'm most proud of is that the podcast of the Ken Coleman Show is global. We get calls from all around the world. And I want to just tell you that if you're itching, you've got a question, you can get us from 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And we get a good amount of international calls. And here's what I know. Purpose doesn't know politics. Purpose doesn't know race. Purpose doesn't know religion. Purpose doesn't know location. Every man and woman on the planet was created to contribute. This I know. So welcome, one and all. 844-747-2577. Your dream is there. Your greatness is there. You just got to figure out what it is so you can do it. We've got 7 stages. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. So we'll help you figure out what stage you're in and how to get to the next stage. 844-747-2577 is the number. I got to mention very quickly, we have written a book that unpacks the 7 stages. It's entitled From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. Available for pre-order right now at kencoleman.com. Comes out November 9th. We have all kinds of amazing bonus items to get you to buy it now and help us drive this baby into the bestseller list and beyond. $20 gets you the hard copy, plus the ebook, plus the audiobook read by me, plus the Get Hired digital course, which is very popular, plus our resume templates that are very popular, plus a ticket to a live stream event that you'll learn more about coming up this fall, and so much more. And we also have a bundle that includes the very popular Get Clear Career Assessment, the online assessment that will, for many of you, finally give you tremendous clarity on what you do best talent, what work you love to do passion, and what results you want to drive mission, fills out a purpose statement for you that points you to the world to go find it and to do it. That's a $30 bundle. So you get the assessment for $10, essentially, and the book for $20. KenColeman.com. All right, let's go to the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Anthony joins us there. Anthony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call. Long-time listener.
Thank you, sir. What's going on?
I recently completed the Get Clear Career Assessment.
Great.
And the results are kind of phenomenal to me. It really kind of highlights a few things that I already knew, as well as opened my eyes to some additional, some additional things that I did not know about my talents or passions.
Great.
So my question really is, how do I go from my current profession, like, to my purpose statement, to some of the suggested industries that are listed in the printout as I review it?
Yeah, well, first of all, those are nothing more than possibilities. That's why we call them in the assessment professional possibilities, because no assessment right. can tell you exactly the work. What we can do is unveil to you what we did, which is you, talent, passion, and mission. What I would do is I would circle the ones, as we suggested, that are most intriguing to you from an industry standpoint, but then we got to be looking at specific jobs. And as we begin to look at job descriptions within those industries or other industries that you've always wondered about, okay, now we match up any job description, any career path, we match it up to your purpose statement. And it's very simple. When you look at a specific job or a career direction, you must ask yourself, does this allow me to use what I do best, my talent, to do work I love, my passion, and to produce results that matter deeply to me, mission? And see, that answer then determines what you do next. If it's yes, you go, okay, we're going to put this one over here in the very interesting options. If it's no, then we say, nope, we're not even going to look at that. See, the dream job is essentially where you are using what you do best to do work you love to produce results that matter to you. I mean, you can keep growing and keep moving up. So that's what you do with the assessment. You got to go dig and research, certainly within the industries that we suggest, but I would not limit it to those suggestions because those are nothing more than suggestions.
I definitely understand that. I mean, one of the industries was writing and publishing, and that has intrigued me for a number of years, and it's definitely an industry that I would like to move into. I started to do some research on what could be some possible job titles, and that's kind of where I'm at now.
Yeah. Now, let me just encourage you on something. Don't get so hung up on job titles. Start thinking about what's the work I want to do. And I think that's what you're saying, but I'm kind of leaning in on this. Because job titles are limiting. Because somebody put a title on a type of work. Now that you've got your purpose statement and it was really enlightening to you, you got to sit alone a little bit and forget job titles, forget industries. Go, now that I'm reading this, what would I really want to do?
Right.
And I think you had those ideas when you read that purpose statement the first time, certainly maybe the second or third time. Sit with it, read it some more alone, quietly, and read it. Go, what would I do? Knowing this and believing this, what would I really want to do if I knew I couldn't fail? And see, that's the answer. Listen, I could have just kept the show to that, telling every caller, what would you do if you couldn't fail? And I still do that because it jostles everybody out of their head and gets them listening to their heart. But here's the deal. You got to have confirmation that that really is something that you can do. And that's why we created the assessment. You got to know that you got the talent to pull it off. You got to know that you really love the work itself, the work that's got to be done to do it. And you got to know that the results really make you go nuts. So if you're writing, what are you writing about? Who are you writing for? These are the questions you've got to ask yourself. And you're listening to your heart as you answer the questions.
Yeah, and that's something I still need to figure out, that question of what am I writing about and who am I writing for?
That's the key. That's the key, because you can't figure out how to get there until you know what you want to do. So let me give you a personal example. When I went through all of this career crisis, when I realized that politics was not the direction for me after feeling like it was for a very long time, and I'm 33 and I'm basically going, oh crap, what am I gonna do? When I began to lock in on broadcasting, I thought it was gonna be sports broadcasting. And so I started, messing around with that a little bit and poking into it and got into it a little bit. And in doing so, I realized that it wasn't going to be sports. Even though I love sports, you gotta know what your message is. And my message was, I want people to max out. I want people to be the greatest version of themselves. I want people to live on purpose.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I'm stuck right now. I'm not sure.
That's okay. So here's what I want you to do.
Me at this point.
Three-part question. Now that you've got your purpose statement, I want you to wrestle with these three questions over the next few days or week.
Okay.
Who do I most want to help? What problem do they have or desire do they have? And then what's the solution to their problem or desire that I want to provide? Does that make sense when you hear those three questions?
It does.
You see how they build on each other. You got to sit down and go,
definitely.
What is my work? What would my work be doing? Well, it's got to be helping people in some form or fashion.
Right. Now, so just when you say work has to help people, I mean, I take that at face value, but
no, I'm sorry. It doesn't have to always be people related. No. But my point is that all work solves a problem, right?
Okay.
Or delivers a solution or a desire. Understand?
Yes.
So if you're writing, are you writing for information or are you writing for inspiration? See the difference?
Yes. I mean, would entertainment also fall in there?
Yeah, that's inspiration.
Inspiration, okay.
Yeah, if I'm writing inspirational content, that certainly is entertainment. It certainly can be personal growth, but it's either informational writing or inspirational writing. I'm just kind of simplifying it for you. But again, go back to, if I was going to write and get paid full time and I knew I couldn't fail, what would I be writing? What's the voice inside of me? And I think you know it. You just got to sit with it and wrestle with it. What do you want to write? Who do you want to write to? Why do you want to write to them? Ooh, it's right there. Go get it, Anthony. All right, my time's almost up. But before I let you go, remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.